Welcome to Good Company Podcast for Thursday, April 28th, and we celebrate the superheroes in our lives. We also hear a story of survival, and we talk marriage. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. You're listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor. Today's National Superhero Day. And what I love about this day is that we can go through an entire year, and sometimes we really, truly forget to appreciate those who have been superheroes to us. And it doesn't have to be about like the superheroes that you would see in the comics, but just the people who have really rallied around you. And I feel like pretty much everybody in my life right now is on some level a superhero. If you've survived the past 2 years, you are a superhero. Even those that we've lost had moments where they were superheroes. Maybe that's why they're not with us today. So we're going to celebrate the superheroes with us, the ones that we've lost today. Maybe some fun stories of some people who've battled the odds and won. So who is your superhero? You can text in 905-338-1250. My grandmother, she was my superhero. I lost her about 8 years ago, coming up, I think it was in June. So we're getting close to the anniversary. I honestly just tried to block out when what had happened, but I found a journal of hers just a few days ago as I was going through my bin of things I needed to get sorted out for this year's tax season. And I just saw it was the early phases of her battling dementia and just how she was trying to keep everything straight in her head. And so just seeing that raw, that vulnerability, it was hard to read. And it just made me appreciate her so much more, knowing the process that she was going through. And she is and will be forever my superhero. So who's yours? Again, text in, let me know. I'm Holly Taylor. Check out faithstrongtoday.com, our main hub. We dive into faith and life and culture, all of that jazz, through some great articles written by some of our incredible correspondents like Robin Rosti. Also, we have video through our YouTube channel. And if you love social media, direct links there for Facebook, Instagram, yes, even Twitter, and then, of course, YouTube. So a lot of great content there. As we just dive into our faith and what does it mean to be a person of faith in 2022 in this culture that we find ourselves in. So join us on that journey at faithstrongtoday.com. Holly Taylor here. We're talking superheroes today and the superheroes that you have in your life. Text in 905-338-1250. And that's what Timothy did. He said, my superhero is my wife. She has been through so much over the years, and she has always had a smile on her face. Okay, usually has a smile on her face. Yeah, Timothy there, keeping it real. You can go through hard times, still be a superhero. You don't have to smile your way through it. But getting through it is half the battle. So, Timothy, thank you so much for your text message today. Tina, she texted in. She said her mom is her superhero. She was always there for her through thick and thin. Her mom, she loves her, and she's looking forward to spoiling her coming up on Mother's Day. That's right. Thank you so much for the reminder. We got Mother's Day coming up in, what, 2 weekends? Man, where is the year going by? It's just flying. All right. So if there is a superhero in your life, let me know. Text in 905-338-1250. A good company, so you can check us out wherever you get podcasts. We also have them hosted at faithstrongtoday.com under the drop-down menu that says Good Company. It's pretty hard to miss. It's like right there in bold white letters. I'm Holly Taylor, and yes, this is Good Company. We are talking about superheroes and people who've done incredible things. I've got a story here for you of a woman who did something pretty incredible. Her name is Sheena, and she and Justin went out into California. They were going to the mountainous area there in Yosemite National Park, and she and he got separated. They had a vehicle issue. They got lost in the forest. It was snowy. It was cold. And so, anyway, they start off the journey together. They get separated. The snow is not helping the process. He somehow finds safety, but Sheena's still wandering around, wondering, how do I get to a highway? I can only imagine how cold it would have been. I would have been so afraid. Oh, my goodness. But she just kept her wits about her, and she kept right next to her, her yogurt. That's how she survived for 6 whole days. She had yogurt and snow. That's what she ate. That's what she drank. And she just kept trudging along. Eventually, she did get help. She found safety. So I can't even imagine. 6 whole days. Here you think it's like a day trip. Thank goodness she packed the yogurt and was able to stay warm. Yeah, so I'm going to say a bit of a hero there. I cannot even imagine, again, what that would have been like. But she did it! And in the end, both her and Justin are safe and sound. We're also podcast here at Good Company, so wherever you get your podcast, just look for Good Company. That way you get to hear more of our interviews, our conversations with our Good Company correspondents, who will be back again. Actually, tomorrow, Johnny Rocket will be joining us. So lots of exciting things for you to check out with the podcast. So download, rate, review, subscribe for Good Company. And if you're like, wait, but where? You can also go to faithstrongtoday.com. You can also catch us across the airwaves on Joy Radio in the Greater Toronto Area or on demand using the My Joy Radio app for Google and Apple devices. Holly Taylor here. I want to talk to you about marriage. I am no expert. Me and my husband are celebrating our 14th... yeah, our 14th wedding anniversary on May 2nd, which is next week. So I got to get a card or something. I am not the romantic in the relationship, as you can tell. I'm like trying to do the math. I'm like, okay, we were married in 2008. Yeah, that's 14 years. Yeah. Oh, goodness, my poor husband. He is a saint. He is a superhero, 110%. But this is always a time of year where we just like to reflect on our relationship, our marriage, what we've been through in the past year, goals that we didn't meet that we want to keep striving for. And so this is kind of a cool time each and every year in our marriage where we just take stock of where we're at and where we want to go. Do we have to adjust? Do we have to change? And it's kind of one of my favorite times of year, just having that opportunity to set time apart in very hectic days with kids and just figure out what's next. But they say there are about 4 things that will not help a marriage. They erode it, it deteriorates. That's when there's criticism or contempt, defensiveness in the relationship, or someone's being stonewalled, or both are stonewalling each other. And they say as soon as a couple stops being on the same team, that's when it is a very unhealthy place to be. Could be the beginning of the end unless they get back on the same team. And I actually was listening to Dan McCulley and Danielle McCulley. They were talking about marriage, and they had said, you know, on the whole team analogy, that often you're fighting, but there's another party involved. It could be a thing. It could be a problem. And you are pitting each other against each other. When if you can join together and focus on the problem and work together and recognizing that it's not you that you are fighting with, but there's like another entity in this situation. So maybe it's finances and you're fighting about the finances. Well, how can you guys work together to fight together against the finances to be able to achieve your goals? And half the time, the finances isn't even the issue. It could really be what it represents. Is it security? And now somebody feels insecure. Is it not being able to achieve things that you want to achieve? Well, then how do you do it? So I just love the analogy that they had. I did not do it justice, but taking the thing that's separating you and pushing it away from in between you, coming together and together addressing that issue. They said that's been something that has worked really well for them. And so I want to encourage you today, if you guys are starting to not be on the same team, that you find out what is it that's getting between you two, and hopefully you guys can work together to defeat that third party that we don't want, you know. We don't want to have that kind of conflict. So All the best. Praying for you all today as we get ready for our weekend. Tomorrow, Friday. I cannot wait. We're almost there, guys. We'll see you on Good Company. Same time, same place to kick off the weekend.